Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Paul Smith. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. And now, play ball. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hook. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Hook steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawrence for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's Cubs, 1. Reds, 1. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell strikes out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawrence is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls bunts in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tanner. Bell reaches second base with a double. Crow goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Ed Meyer now pitching. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Brooks Lawrence. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi now playing right field. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Ed Meyer. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walls moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Alex Grammas pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mixes. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Mixes steals second. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mixes moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Alex Grammas now playing shortstop. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Fondi moves to third. Crow moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 4 in the game. Bailey is walked intentionally. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Crow moves to third. Bailey moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.